The split rail fence here at Stop 6 leads to the dock at Silver Spring. The long and narrow 8-acre freshwater pond winds through the woods. The Austins created the Silver Spring Pond in the 1930s to increase habitat diversity. Fresh water is essential to most birds and animals. Many different species come to Silver Spring to drink, feed, or nest nearby. Muskrats and river otters are regular visitors. Common grackles are long-tailed, iridescent blackbirds whose croaks and whistles fill the air. Gray catbirds call from the dense shrubs, their songs interspersed with scratchy meows. The kingfisher's rattle often signals that it is about to dive into the water for a fish. The dock is a favorite place for frog and turtle watching because they are so abundant here. Painted turtles paddle in the water or sun themselves on logs. Listen for green frogs and bullfrogs. They often sit camouflaged on the lily pads right in front of the dock. Tadpoles swim in the shallows beneath the lily pads. The round lily pads belong to the white water lily that flowers in June and July. Can you smell its sweet fragrance? Yellow water lily, or spatterdock, has oval lily pads and no odor. Bees pollinate the violet, blue, pickerel weed, and magenta water willow. Dragonflies and damselflies are fierce predators, silently hawking for insects over the water. Colorful dragonflies rest with their wings outspread. Damselflies are more slender and most keep their wings folded over their backs. Common dragonflies at Silver Spring include slaty skimmers, blue dashers, and eastern amberwings. Eastern and fragile forktails are common damselflies. The split rail fence here at Stop 6 leads to the dock at Silver Spring. The long and narrow 8-acre freshwater pond winds through the woods. Oak, red maple, and sassafras dominate the northern side of the pond. A high ridge of oak and pitch pine rises above the southern edge. The Austins created the Silver Spring Pond in the 1930s to increase habitat diversity. The dam and pond area offer glimpses of the geology of the sanctuary. 25,000 years ago, New England was covered by mile-high ice of the Pleistocene glaciation. The Laurentide ice sheet deposited tons of sand and gravel to form the Outer Cape by the time it receded about 10,000 years ago. As the ice retreated, meltwater streams created channels such as the Silver Spring area. The current water source is runoff from the Eastham Wellfleet Highlands. The dock is a favorite place for frog and turtle watching from early spring until late October. In winter, these ectothermic or cold-blooded animals burrow under the mud. Bullfrog tadpoles, which take a couple of years to metamorphose, remain active underwater. In winter, Silver Spring attracts mallards and hooded mergansers. The Silver Spring area is a good place for muskrats and river otters, both of which are active all year. Muskrats are rodents that eat cattails and aquatic plants, but will occasionally eat mussels, small fish, and frogs. They are much smaller than otters. River otters are members of the weasel family. They eat fish, frogs, snakes, turtles, and even small mammals. Otters like to hunt at the mouths of rivers and streams where there's a plentiful food supply, and we find their trails here. Their scat filled with fish scales is evidence that the otters cross the spillway often. Muskrat and otter dens in and along the banks of Silver Spring.
You now have a choice of taking a short side path onto the dock or continuing directly to Marker 7 on the main trail. The dock juts out over the shallow water. It is sturdy and grounded, not floating. Be aware that the dock has no hand railing, just a tow rail around it. If you'd like to walk onto the dock, keep the fence on your left and follow it to the end. The boardwalk to the dock begins at the end of the fence. You'll notice the difference in substrate between the hard-packed sand and the boards. Remember, the boardwalk and dock have no hand railings. Proceed with caution and feel for the tow rails along the edge. The 17-foot-long boardwalk leads to the dock, which is 5.5 feet by 7.5 feet. When you are finished with your observations on the dock and are ready to return to the trail, turn around and retrace your steps to the split rail fence that is now on your right. Follow the fence to marker 6. Here are the directions to get to marker 7. With your back to marker 6, recross the 6-foot-wide path to the vegetative edge. Turn so the vegetation is on your right and follow the main trail approximately 60 feet to marker 7, keeping the vegetative edge of the path on your right. When you feel the wooden edge of the spillway, the wooden guide rails that flank marker 7 will come up on your right. Find marker 7, then press 7.